From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Caroline Halter. Alaska Health and Social Services Commissioner Valerie Davidson said the Republican bill called the American Healthcare Act would shift responsibility onto states at a time when Alaska cannot afford it. The bill would cut federal reimbursements for patients who move on and off Medicaid as their incomes rise and fall.
That's particularly a problem for a state like Alaska, where we have a significant seasonal workforce.
Davidson says the state would have to cut eligibility and benefits in the program. Alaska Congressman Don Young wants to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, but says the bill isn't fair to Alaska because it doesn't adequately recognize the very high costs of medical care in the state.
If I think that we've come together, the delegation has, on fair, equitable treatment to Alaskans, I'll probably vote for the bill. But if it's not there, I'll vote against the bill because it's really not the repeal of Obamacare as we originally said we were going to do.
Young says he won't vote for the bill in its current form. Sitka's Sacro herring fishery opened Sunday for just over 3 hours. In that window, the fleet caught nearly a quarter of this year's quota. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game opened the fishery in the waters of Hayward Strait at 2:30 in the afternoon and closed it down at 5:50 in the evening. Preliminary estimates from processors indicate that 3,500 tons of herring were hauled in, leaving 11,000 tons of the quota on the table. Eric Kunrat, fisheries biologist with ADF&G, said the fish was of good quality.
Sounds like the average roe content is probably going to be somewhere between 11% and 12%, so very marketable fish for these guys, so that means a decent price.
Kunrat said another fishery is likely today. Additional time has been requested to try to resolve a lawsuit brought against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency by the group pursuing a gold and copper mine in southwest Alaska. Attorneys for the Pebble Limited Partnership and EPA on Monday asked that the lawsuit remain on hold until May 4th. Monday was the deadline for a status update. And in weather, the rest of today is mostly cloudy, with highs around 40, northeast winds up to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, it's mostly cloudy, with lows around 30 and some light wind. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. We're live and we're local and we're Juneau's NPR station at 104.3. I'm Caroline Halter.